not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit. Even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants, with your host, Nick and Reg.
Hey, you know how you talk to people and you start picking up their dialogue and shit, or their dialect and their accent? I'm wondering, the fuck I sound country. How long have I been knowing you, Nick? How long have I been knowing you?
Well, you did film on Brokeback Mountain, right?
No, I didn't film. I didn't do that fucking Brokeback Mountain.
I thought they asked you for, No,
there was a sequel and I was not invited. Yeah. Oh, but man. Thank you that you offered me that invite. I appreciate you, asshole. Anyway, how long I've been knowing you, brother?
Oh, man, what, 13 years, 14 years?
Damn, has it really been that long? 13 years?
A little while. Time flies and you're having fun working and living the American dream, right, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, damn. I mean, 13 years, you would never know it looking at me, but looking at you, I can see. I can see. I probably have aged some. Just kidding. Yeah.
Well, you do have the gene that, you know.
What gene is that? What is that, asshole? What is that? Let's hear. Listen to this fucker. Okay. And we're starting off. And in go. Here we go. It's Nick. Nick's live, everybody. It's the asshole. His name is, Nick. So what gene is that, buddy?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I know what you, I may know what you're talking about, but these people may not know what you're talking about. So we would love.
Well, come on, man. It's no secret. Black folks get to age rather well compared to your counter population of people.
Okay. You know, I'll take that. I'll take this somewhat as a what would you say?
Somewhat.
Well, you know? Did you say one thing you got? Wow. Fucker.
What thing? Thank you, kids. I appreciate
that. No, that was just awesome. That's the kids that are abused. Yeah. That was the wrong one. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, come on. That's, man.
What's that you said, people? Yeah, I know. Pretty messed up. No, let's be real. This guy is really cool. Not going to lie. He may sound like an asshole, and he comes off like that when you first meet him. He's consistent. The thing about it is he's an equal opportunist. So he's not an asshole to just one race. I mean, his people don't even want him. You know what I mean? So we're fucking stuck with this guy. And you know, that's why I had asked him. I said, hey, I need someone that's controversial, that's smart, and, you know, semi good looking.
So, well, two out of the three isn't bad, I guess.
And here you are. No, but I'm all shits and giggles aside, I'm really great. I'm really happy that I'm able to do this with you because This dude, let me tell you, this guy came in, he's very motivated, which
both are.
I know
both
that, but here's the thing, it's hard to find people to even feel your passion, follow through with it, because a lot of people say, I'll do this, I'll do that, and oh, we should do that, and all it is an idea. It never grows anywhere but the fucking barbecue you're at or the birthday party, and then all of a sudden we're back in our regular lives and no one's keeping in contact.
You time know what goes mean? By.
Exactly. We literally put this together within days. I mean, literally in
and
days.
And it shows, probably. People it probably like, does what show. The fuck did I just stumble across?
It probably does show. But you know what? Hey, nothing gets done. No one gets fed unless you get in that kitchen and get your ass out there and work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nothing gets done unless you do it. And you know what? Hey, this could be a shit show. A complete and utter shit show. And you know what? I'm proud because at the end of the day, this is our shit show. Yep. you know?
Yep.
So
we could be the only ones listening. Just keep repeating, repeating, repeating.
Absolutely. Hey, we're not going to be the only ones listening because we're going to make the wife and the kids fucking sit down Friday nights and listen to this shit.
I don't know if the kids are going to be listening to it.
They're going to be proud to
with
tell their friends.
Potty mouth? I don't know.
My potty mouth. You know, the funny thing about it, I was like, dude, we got to make this censored. I was like, we're going to make this censored. And I was like, no, you know what? Let's not censor it. Let's go the F-bomb. I thought you were going to be the one cursing more.
Oh, you haven't got me started yet.
Yeah, I know I haven't. But you know what? I'm tired of being censored. You know, everyone's cursing, and I'm tired of being the proper guy in the room.
Well, and that's the reason why nobody's listening to regular radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why podcasts are popular. That's why Netflix, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
People Amazon, are tired of the censored... BS.
Absolutely. Speaking of, I mean, what do you want to get into this week? And here's the thing, guys. Just so you guys know, we are going to start talking about topics that interest us that are newsworthy. Some shit that is not newsworthy. I mean, there's some Karen stuff. At the end of the day, we're not news. We're basically not news reporters. We're not investigative reporters. But we're just bringing some content to you. You know, that we want to talk about. That way you're not hearing us rant. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably obviously stuff that you may not hear on your 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, there's a big chance of that. So absolutely. Okay, so what do you want to get into? What do you want to talk about first, my friend?
Okay, well, starting off, you know, I've got three little boys, or two little boys, and a 14-year-old daughter.
Which are awesome, which are all them awesome, even though you may not claim them, but they are awesome. I love your kids, man.
It's hard
I love
not
your kids.
To claim them when they look like me. But we could do that for the wife. Question her. She's really the mother, or not. But.
No, she's gonna listen to this shit. And she's gonna be like, okay. Talk about okay. You may not be getting any sometime soon.
So, obviously, with the Corona stuff going on, my boys are addicted to YouTube and to video games. Fortnite has changed their, I guess they've updated, they've added some new features.
Are they still playing that?
Still playing.
Shit, I mean, what is that on a 2-3 year, like, I remember, the thing I didn't like about the Fortnite, I don't mean to take you off that, the Fortnite shit creeped me the fuck out is when you would see these crazy ass dances. I didn't know where they, and I didn't know where they originated from. Oh, I just saw these kids looking like they had some
what is it? I don't know. All
I don't know. They were just doing some crazy dances, and then they were just moving.
The floss.
They had the floss. Oh, yeah. That kid was a weirdo. He looks like a weirdo. But these dances were originating. I was like, why is everyone dancing the same? And me being black, why don't I know about this? So, anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that I just can't believe that thing's still moving, going strong, you know, Fortnite.
Sure.
What about it? What about this kid?
So, you know, it's a new concept for me as far as, you know, I grew up playing video games.
Nintendo. And playing outside. Atari. We had a good balance, I think.
Sure. Yeah. But at the time, I remember you would play games, you'd go to the store, 30 bucks, 20 bucks, whatever. I was a kid at that time. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would play the game, and there was also cheats that you could find.
Yeah.
Game Pro magazine or different magazines where it was the up, down, up, down, left,
right. Yeah, left, right, left, right. You know, yeah. A, B, start, select, start.
And it would open up, you know, Super Tiger or whatever game you were playing. Uh-huh. The Mad Skills, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
New whatever. But I guess with the new games nowadays, especially. With the free, Fortnite's free. They want you to get it for free.
Oh, it's free?
They got to make some money somehow.
Okay.
So they offer these V-Bucks.
V-Bucks.
I guess that from the experience that I'm getting from my kids that are hitting me up every day when they get their allowances is that they want to spend that on V-Bucks.
Okay. So the V-Bucks, I'm assuming, allows them to buy items in the game.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess better guns. I don't know if you want to.
Are they reasonable? Are the prices, the V-Bucks to exchange it for real dollars? I have no clue.
I don't know. Because I dismissed the whole concept to begin with because I tell the kids, you know, play the game. Earn the V-Bucks by mastering the game. Don't just cheat your way, you know, like a lot of people do is they pay their way into. Hey,
I agree to that. Absolutely.
Into college or whatever the case is, you know, you got to earn.
Pay themselves, you know? Pay their ways into those those universities, the Harvards and whatnot. Yeah. Are you talking about certain actors and actresses? You know, okay. Okay.
Slick, right?
Well, I don't have any content on that to back it up. So yeah. I'll just let that one go. But I got what you're pulling. I got your pun there.
So I came across this article the other day where this takes place in England, where a teen.
Yeah.
Was given a debit card to buy school supplies, but then began transferring his parents' money.
Oh. Whoa. Yo, okay. First and foremost, the fucking parents. Okay. I don't know what's the date on that. I don't know when this happened. I don't know if this is a story that just came to light. This is recent.
I think within the last week or so. That it came to light. I think this was back in June.
No, this happened in June.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, parents. There's been a pandemic. Some call it a planned pandemic, okay? But here's the thing. No one's been going to school because there's been a whole coronavirus thing. So if your fucking kid says, hey, let me borrow your debit card, mom, your bank card, so I can get some school supplies, even though we might be going virtual, there's a red flag there. But I digress. I'll let you proceed with your what you were saying with your story.
Well, you know, going into that, I could see how a parent might say, hey, you know, I got to go to work. You're at home.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know, be reasonable, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Order what you need for school supplies, right?
Hey, under normal circumstances, yeah. I mean, if my kids come now and say, hey, can I get something for, I'm like, what school? Where? You know what I mean? I'm like, no. Are you on drugs?
Well, this is in England, too, so I don't know how their schooling was affected. They might have been still going to school.
I thought they were more so shut down in Europe. No,
I don't know. I didn't follow the full details on what the...
We'll forgive you for that. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Since we don't have all the details, we'll give them the benefit
of
the doubt.
Well, that's not the interesting part of it. We could digress into the whole backstory to it.
Dude, I'm going to do my Cagney Lacey and shit detective work, my Matlock detective,
Miami, in the future, to CSI. Well prepared with all the details and.
You're good. This is the first show, so you're good. We forgive you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
No problem.
He spent in 17 days his parents' life savings.
Wow. And how much?
$19,870.94.
Okay, so I don't know how the banking system works in. You said England, but I know in the U.S., I know that anything out of your routine, your bank's going to contact you and say, hey, what's going on? Suspicious. They'll freeze your account. Mm-hmm. They'll freeze your debit card and say it's gotten a hold of someone else or someone else has gotten a hold of it. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's kind of disturbing that the bank didn't interfere. What do you think on that?
Well, you're thinking over $1,000 a day.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's
daily.
Crazy.
I mean, 17 days, yeah. 20 grand.
Yeah. And I don't know what Fortnite's considered on the banking statements, but fuck. I mean, you know, whatever it's saying is basically robbing these people. And what can they do with these, what do you call them, V-Box? What's the name of the money that they
V-Bucks
that they're changing the currency for?
I guess, yes. And you know.
So they can't even do anything with this. This is all virtual. So Fortnite, this sounds so ridiculous. I'm like, oh yeah, it's the masters of the universe, Fortnite. Are they gonna give the parents back the money?
I guess they made no comment.
Wow.
But she contacted her bank.
Okay, what the bank's gonna do? Obviously, the bank, it falls under their responsibility, so the bank is going to rectify the issue.
No.
Wow. Okay.
No. They basically told her that unless I press charges against my son, they will not help us. In this considered friendly fraud.
Wow. Friendly fraud.
Friendly fraud.
I guess this is the quarantine crime. Because if you're quarantined in the house and your child or your spouse commits a crime, it's a friendly fraud. Okay.
Sure.
That's just ridiculous. Okay, moving on. Okay, moving on with the next, I guess. So speaking of quarantine. How's your life been under these circumstances? I haven't seen you. Like we were supposed to get together several times, and this has obviously been a bum, not just for us getting together, but family and whatnot. Mm-hmm. How's your household been?
Has nightmare. It
been more nightmare?
It's been a nightmare.
Nightmare. Okay. Like with what? Just being around each other all the time?
No. Well, you know, obviously I work night, or it's not obvious, but you know I work nights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the brunt of my time with the family
your
is
parenting.
Just during the daytime. You
okay.
Know. The school part. Okay. That's what I would say would be a nightmare.
The
not
school part?
Only is the
all right.
getting them
uh-huh.
sitting down, doing the work, but the work itself was a joke. I got a 7-year-old that he has an hour of math,
yeah.
and it was consisting of 3 + 4 equals.
Oh, wow.
That was it.
That
all
was it.
Day, yeah. An that hour, was, of, an hour of kindergarten curriculum.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and just
what about,
trying to entertain them all day.
Okay, so they got bored easily. Sure. But obviously, I've seen, okay, this guy has a massive, what, acre
yeah,
yard?
Acre.
Yeah, acre yard. So even going outside wasn't sure. entertaining for
well,
him?
Well, you know, it's Florida, you know. Yeah,
but this is what you do. You say, kids, go outside. You
yeah.
kick them the fuck out.
Yeah.
You let them stay out there for a few hours. You lock the door.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't let them in until...
Yeah.
And hey, that's how it works.
So when
they come
when
in,
you in the backyard and they're no longer there.
Why would they not be there? You have
them.
A chain. You have a,
well, sure.
a fence.
You never jumped a fence before. I know you.
Why would they?
Some fences
they
before.
Your kids are scared of you. And wow, I've never jumped a fucking fence like that. You asshole. This is an asshole, y'all. This is what I got to deal with. Yeah, rude. Yeah, no, I've not. Look, okay, let's get this out the way. I've not ran from police. I've been a model citizen. Cop told me to pull over. I pulled over, and I've accepted any tickets for speeding that I've gotten. I've never been accused or committed. Well, you all commit crimes, speeding.
Yeah, it
just
means that you're a better criminal.
Better criminal.
Yeah.
These words. You know, everything I said nice about this dude in the beginning, I take back. We get it. I take it all back now. So basically, would you say you guys are closer because of quarantine, or just about the same?
Yeah, I'd probably say just the same. You know, it's been stressful, you know, with my work, you know, my wife works, she works from home, so she's sort of used to it, but just the dynamics. I know I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, it's been great. It's been wonderful. You know, we've all hunkered down and hung out. We're playing video games. We're doing this, we're doing
that.
Yeah.
But hopefully not Fortnite, but yeah.
Well, it's still free, you know.
V-Bucks.
But,
yeah,
you know, and trying to keep up with it, you know, the scare tactics that the media's telling you 1 minute you should do this, the next minute they completely change it up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always a guessing game on what you want to do to keep your kids safe. You know, is it the best thing to just keep them locked down in the house?
Yeah.
Get them exposed, get them outside, get them doing things. You know, those are the things that
they kind of recommend and go back and forth. I think... personally, yeah, them getting outside is one of the best things for
sure.
them.
Sure, get that vitamin D.
Because that should be there. That should have been like that period. I mean, we are one of the most obese countries.
Mm-hmm.
In the world.
And that's why I don't understand why they've shut down beaches. They've shut down parks.
Well, they shut down beaches because of the youth. Let's be real. You know that college to that well teenager to
well
college
that was during spring break though.
Yeah, so, but they
yeah,
were.
But
they
I'm
were,
talking
did you
about.
See, did you see their 6 feet, their version of 6 feet? Because it's more like 6 centimeters or 6 inches apart. And then they went to wherever they went back, spreading the disease more. They came in bringing their funk and their germs, and they left taking some of our funk and germs with them. But
or on probation.
probation.
What's the old saying? Welcome to Florida. Come on, come in. How's it go? Coming on. Arrive for spring break, leave on probation or
really?
Something.
Oh,
yeah,
I've
there's
never
some
heard
kind
of
it. Some no. kind of.
See, that's
I
because
know.
Not
I just
every
butchered
not
that,
every black person's heard you're criminal and stuff and self-incriminating sayings. So sorry, no, I didn't hear that, buddy. No. I heard "Welcome to the Sunshine State," asshole.
Yeah, that's what they say.
No, but for us, it's been pretty. It started off really good. The girls, we started interacting with the girls because we have two teenagers. My wife and I, Kay and I, we have two teenagers and. Egypt and Kaylee, and so it started off really good at first because it was short. It was like, oh, this is going to be short term. So we were like, oh, you know, enjoyed spending a time in the backyard, trying to do movie night, and all of a sudden it went from, if you ever seen a movie where it starts off, the movie starts off with the group going to let's say they go to this vacation house, and all of a sudden they're all doing things as a group, and slowly as the movie progressed, you see that it going from 3 people outside to 2 people. So that was just, it went from 4, 3, 2, to us just being the only ones out there. And the kids would not come outside. We're like, hey, come outside. And they were like, they didn't want to have anything to do with us because they started missing their friends and whatnot. So, which is makes sense since they're teenagers. And, you know, eventually they wanted to start doing things when the first, when they started first doing the level, what are they, stage one, when they started letting things mm-hmm. start opening. So mm-hmm. they wanted to start hanging out with friends and whatnot. And that's the hardest thing when you have to tell them, hey, look, you know, you're going to have to limit who you see. Mm-hmm. And, oh, and speaking of that, like, oh, which Ejup, she wanted to hang out with her boyfriend and his friends. And even though he hangs out with other people and so on and so forth, Kaylee wasn't that hard because, speaking of underlying condition, she has a health, you know, immune deficiency disease, mm-hmm. which is Crohn's. So. She's been very, very proactive and cautious about who she hangs with and following her friends on social media and seeing who they're hanging out with so she doesn't bring anything, any harm to her as well as her sure. grandparents. Sure. You know, she doesn't because they have underlying health issues. Mm-hmm. So that's one great thing with her is her being responsible and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they're both getting the hang of it and whatnot. But that's been our experience being quarantined. And, yeah, you get to a point where it starts driving you crazy as a parent mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, man, you know, if you work and then you come home and then you're like, you feel like you're working again because, and you can't kind of, you can't blame them because they're isolated in a home all day. Sure. So it's like, I see.
Well, and you feel bad too because I know that the kids are wanting to, they're tired of looking at me too. They're probably like, geez, this guy, you know,
but that's
trying
not,
to be around their
that's
friends.
That's not the corona though, but yeah.
No, but, no, but, you know, whatever. How dare you? But, you know, you feel bad because, you know, my oldest is always like, hey, I want to go see such and such, you know. And it's like, well, you know. And some parents, you know, we've come across that with Peyton's, my oldest daughter's friends, where some of them are, no, you can't leave the house. You can't have anybody come over. And you've had other ones that are like, yeah, sure, whatever, come over to the house or we'll drop our kid off and, you know, vice versa, which, you know, I guess is, you know, everybody reacts to different things, you know, their opinion on certain things. I'm sure I probably have a different opinion than a lot of other people, you know, as far as,
I mean,
starting to realize it, I think that this is not going to go away. You know, I think this is going to be something that's going to be around for a while.
I think we get immune to it no matter what it is. Sure. Like we adapt, we evolve.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and then what comes next? You know,
we got to ask Bill Gates. We got to ask Bill Gates. What were you planning next?
I think he just, what was that? $2 billion is the new deal that they just made for 100 million vaccines or something that they just purchased.
Oh, really?
I think that's, don't quote me on that, but, you know, that's, I guess that there's 100,000 doses of some Corona.
Dude, did you hear about the story about the couple in Kentucky that that oh my gosh, so check this out. Like, so this is Elizabeth and Isaiah Lynn Scott. So these couple, they talk about being responsible. They were mm-hmm. going to go see her parents in mm-hmm. Michigan. She wanted to visit them. They're older mm-hmm. and they were going with their child. And so they wanted to do the right thing, get tested, which is great. And you should be tested all the time if you have family members that are older. Mm-hmm. Or friends and whatnot. So they were doing that. The husband tested negative. Mm-hmm. The wife, she's healthy, but she tested positive. And mm-hmm. here's the thing. She didn't have any symptoms, which makes you question a lot of these mm-hmm. these false tests, sure. right? Because
and I think
he would have it, even if he would be the same as her, right?
Sure.
So, but yeah, what were you saying?
Well, I was going to say that it affects, you know, there's diversity from... It affects some people and doesn't really affect them.
But to me, if they're living in the same household, they would all have it.
Even you would think,
right?
Maybe how long have they been married for?
I'm not starting any trouble there. Hey, we're a non-profit podcast with no money, so we're not slandering any names here.
No, what I'm saying is maybe he doesn't have that much contact with his wife.
They have a baby. So
maybe, was a baby. Maybe that was
again. We are a non-profit podcast. Sorry, nothing we say can be taken as fact. But so what happened was the Hardin County Health Department told her, hey, you know, you're basically going to self-quarantine yourself. Can we take your word? But that wasn't good enough. They wanted her to sign. Well, they wanted her to sign papers and say and show that she would stay home. And anytime she left the house, she would call them and let them know, like, "Hey, big brother. Well, hey, big brother, I gotta go here. I gotta go to the gas station." So, I mean,
is that for everybody or just her?
From what I understand, it's just her. It could be for everybody, but this is the only thing that came to light. Mm-hmm. She's probably the only one that made us think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so and the reason why she made that stink was because she didn't sign whatever they wanted her to sign. Because she didn't agree with it, which is her.
It was a contract, constitution, basically. It was a contract for her
to stay quarantined. Stay home, and if she goes 200 feet, for 200 feet, she has to contact them for permission. And they took it as a refusal. Mm-hmm. And she contacted, you know, she has a lawyer involved in this now. But basically, she, you know, he sent her a text and said, "Hey, you refused. We're going to up the ante." And the husband was walking out the door one day, and the sheriff's department was there, and they had beautiful bracelets for each, even the matching bracelets, even
that's
for
awesome.
The little, even for the little
house
toddler.
Arrest for everybody,
even for the little toddler. Yeah, house arrest for. But how far is too far?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, were they working? Was he a central worker? How does that work?
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But my thing is, are we desensitized? Are we okay with the regime that's happening, basically, that we're saying we're over here trying to kind of almost justify it by asking, mm-hmm. well, was mm-hmm. this or well, was that? Mm-hmm. No, the shit's wrong, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, if they come to my door, I know mm-hmm. if they come to your door, you're blazing, you know what I mean? You're going out.
I mean,
it's just, to me, that's too much. It's like,
it is, but I mean, you know, and
especially when you said what they're releasing prisoners that the worst of the worst out.
That's crazy,
because they don't want them to get corona. Hey, we don't want you guys to get corona.
The
but
pedophiles are not going to let the pot.
But make sure
out
you
the,
make sure you put on those rubbers when you're trying to rape again. you know,
make any sense? But I mean, at what point? Because I mean, you know, what's the purpose of the government, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there to ensure the safety of the general public, right?
That's
general public,
the
right?
Claim.
Because
the
that's
claims.
What the whole purpose
their
of the Constitution that's is
claim.
Gives you the rights.
Yeah, that's their claim.
You know, but it's such a crazy story because it really does make you think about, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on right now? Because, you know, you with under normal circumstances, you would say, are you out of your mind? You know, but then on this way, you sort of maybe justify, like, okay, the best interest of the population mm-hmm. is if you know that you're sick, you shouldn't be out possibly spreading the germs or the disease or the virus mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the other way, when this is so new, we don't know really. I mean, you know, what was it when it first came out? That the stuff can stay on your countertop for 14 days or something, and then now it's like, it's almost immediately once it...
this shit was the blob,
you know,
when it came out. It was
we don't
moving,
know.
It was living. Now it's now it dies and it...
I mean, what's next?
Mutated. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it's mutated. You know, whatever happened to the killer hornets? And by the way, like, that shit didn't fly. It was like, they're not believing the killer hornets. We're going to have to come up with something. What about the Kawasaki's? What about those? Remember those? Even that came out. Kawasaki, something that insects or something that was coming out of China. Everything was coming out of China. So what happened to the killer hornets? They didn't make it over. I mean, fuckers.
Well, the killer bees too. I think we've been hearing about that for years now.
I don't know, but all I know, this came with the corona. It was like, yo, they're not believing the corona. Mm-hmm. Let out the fucking.
Well, there's a lot of people believe
hornets.
In the corona. There's
no. This is when it started. It was like, oh, this is not. Yeah. It's not coming over here. So they were like,
That's a lot of the misinformation because mm-hmm. you have a president that is telling you, hey, people, this is just a bad strand of like influenza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's saying, disinfect yourself.
Disinfect yourself.
Well, you know, he did sort of, you know, that was a misspoke. He didn't mean to actually like drink some kind of cleaner.
Can you inject the disinfectant in your, right? No? Okay, cool.
But I mean, isn't that how every year?
Yeah,
the pharmaceutical industry sells their vaccine is get vaccinated. This year's influenza or flu season is going to be even worse.
Which I'm not a fan of.
Nope. Neither have I. And
I tried. I preached that to my wife. Like, no, we're not going to get the kids. Nope. You want to be sicker? Fine. Do it. Well, I'm not doing it.
But 60,000 people last flu season 18 to 19 died from influenza and the flu.
Gotcha.
And that's actually confirmed. Yeah, this isn't the numbers that we're looking at today as of Corona, where I like to say Elon Musk used as a reference, that you could literally be eaten by a shark and they'll only find your arm. Mm-hmm. And they'll test your arm, and if it's got corona, that was your symptoms for death.
But that's what they were saying. A lot of things were happening in the hospital. Like, they even had police, from what I heard, I was watching some YouTube video, and they were saying, this guy was saying how someone had gotten shot, and the cops, this was somewhere in Chicago's just, dude, I think they said they had 100,000 gang right now? members. Dude, if you're not getting shot in Chicago, you're not doing something right. Which is crazy, which is happening. Yeah, whatever happening is Chicago. Let me tell you, Chicago is on, it's like trying to beat the corona. I mean, they want more records to be broken. They want more deaths than the corona. But he was saying that the cops are, so it was a gunshot of a victim. Mm-hmm. He
was he shot by the cops or
no? He was just shot in whatever dispute. So they were gonna, the cops are trying to go interview him, and they put him in a corona ward, you know, coronavirus floor, and the cops gonna go see him, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, dead. And they've said, oh, it's the corona. And what I've heard, they get like, I've heard something with 35,000 ventilators and whatnot. So I've heard, and this guy was saying that there was a, no, so this was from Fort Lauderdale. There was a hospital, now it's all coming back to me, that was going bankrupt until the coronavirus happened. And then now they're just, hey, you know, they're up there. So there is some money playing this, and there's, and not only that, a lot of stuff was mistreatment. Mm-hmm. You had people being ventilated, you know, they were being, what's that when they put the tube in there? I forgot the term. When they put the tube down their throat
to feed them?
No, to ventilate them, to help them breathe.
The ventilation system.
Yeah, something along that line. So they were, and that was actually causing harm to the lungs, and that was actually causing more bad than good.
Well, I think any kind of surgery or perform, you know, that can hurt somebody if
But this is what they were doing, and this is when they were uneducated about it. But leading to more things that we could be doing about it. You were saying with the 75 sanitizers.
Yes. Interesting. You know, so your Purells, your name brand hand sanitizers that was mostly found, you know, popularly sold everywhere. Obviously, they started, couldn't keep up with the supply and demand.
Yeah.
So you had several companies. And I would like to say it's even the alcohol industry got into it, because there were some bottles that I've seen around that you couldn't distinguish the difference between that and a bottle of whiskey. Came out and are producing a hand sanitizer that the FDA just came out and said that they're wanting 75. I guess the original was to avoid.
Okay.
Toxic 75 toxic hand sanitizers on the list of the products to avoid. Now,
75.
I guess now they've actually said that they've taken off the shelf, but a couple days ago it was just one for you to avoid.
Now,
how are you supposed to do that if you're not one that's keeping up with current events or news or whatever?
Yeah.
And you think you're doing the right thing, that this is what we got. Oh, it's cheaper than the Purell, or they don't have Purell.
Yep.
And there's a chemical that they're adding to it that it's a wood alcohol, I guess is what they call it. Methanol.
Okay.
Methanol.
Okay.
Methanol. It's poisonous.
Okay. And they're adding that to that. So they're saying that will kill the germs before it kills you. Hey, you fucking.
Yeah, so if your skin starts peeling off. People are sick and dying of using a hand sanitizer, which I've always had an issue with a hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer should be the last case result of not being able to have access to soap and water.
Yeah, to wash your hands.
Water and soap.
I agree.
You know, of course, just like a lot of industry, they want to have you use it as the end all be all, and that's what you should use every single day is hand sanitizer. But there's a side effect to that, is that the alcohol and the chemicals that they use inside of your hand sanitizer basically disinfects or kills all the natural bacteria
that we need.
That we need to keep our skin healthy.
The skin healthy, our immune system up.
You know, and then that leaves it exposed for the bacteria that would be good on your hand to combat bad bacteria.
Yeah.
And now that you've left your hands spick and span,
yeah.
You know, you're leaving yourself vulnerable for picking up something that you'd put in your mouth or in your eyes and
things that we normally combat.
Sure.
Our immune system combats on a daily basis. Now it's more deadly to us, more harmful. Okay. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. So, yeah, we're over sanitizing.
Yeah.
Hey. And so, what do you think about the school, the mandate for schools to start opening? Do you think that's a good idea or bad? What are your thoughts on that?
I would say yes. It's time to go back to school.
Time to go back to school.
You know, like I said before. You know, the stuff that...
Not just for your sanity. Do you think it's the best call?
No. I'm not saying for as my sanity and a benefit for me.
Yeah.
And not to mention the education that they gave for the last 3 months of schooling was complete garbage. But
Speak on that.
Well, I think I already touched upon that about the 3+3. You know, that was some of the questions that second grader is being forced for an hour to sit down with... questions like that. I mean, you know,
why would they prepare? To me, they already have people that are doing homeschool. So is this the curriculum that they're doing already?
I don't know.
That's scary.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because the fact that this was something that to me that it's already taken place. Yeah. So why was this not already? Or if this is what they're giving, it's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, they really need to jump on the ball and make things not only that friendly, easy, you know, user friendly and also,
better appropriate, curriculum.
Appropriate.
Yeah. Something that's actually going to challenge them.
Yeah,
something
challenging.
That they're going to learn. I mean, isn't that the purpose of school?
And not kill them to death, not be boring to death because they're, I mean, I saw what the girls had to go through and I was like, oh my gosh, thank God I made it.
Yeah.
God I'm not going through this because I would be bored to death.
Yeah.
Sit in front of a computer and
listen
to whatever they had to listen to or go over I think a lot of their stuff was a timed thing and they had to get it done.
Well, there's programs out there, though.
Yeah, you
know, there has to be programs out there that they know the you know how to keep the kids engaged.
Yep.
You know,
because I mean, we've been doing
pay for the program from somebody that's developed it through homeschooling or you know, even for purposes of expanding what the school's not teaching.
Gotcha.
You. There has to be something out there, but this program that we worked on for 2 months or 3 months, this back in March, so 2 or 3 months, was a joke.
Yeah,
and I don't know how the rest of the states are operating, but in Florida they've pushed it off 2 weeks, so I think we're starting going back to school August 31st, I believe, and you know, which okay, great, you know, it gives us a month to try to curb are disastrous numbers. If they are disastrous, I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, because you still hear about New York being, you know, I've heard, New York is a nightmare right now.
Yeah, what is it? New York, Louisiana, Arizona. I think these are the numbers these are the states that are climbed.
That
are the highest.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever. So they start 2 weeks. Okay, great. We can deal with an extra 2 weeks. But, you know, you got the school unions that are, you know, worried about their safety, which I get it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Nobody, you know, should put themselves in a position to where, you know, that they can be hurt themselves. However, if it's good enough to be 6 feet away and it's good enough to wear a mask and, you know, they stock up on hand sanitizer and make sure little Johnny's not sick when he comes to work, send him home or to school, send him home.
Yeah.
There should be no problem with going back.
I think what I heard the other day, because Kate was actually listening to these, they had the school board meetings and people were able to voice their opinion. They were not going to mandate for the kids to wear masks, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have to fact check me on that and I'll get back to that. But
I think Volusia is.
They are mandating for
people. I believe so,
for kids to wear masks. I thought
that. I believe so. I don't know. It changes every day. You can't tell exactly. I mean, one day they say no and the next minute, you know, you have to wear a hazmat suit.
So, gotcha. I think my opinion on the school thing, it's, I guess, good for some and not good for the majority of people that have different generations living in their household. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that falls back onto the minority groups that have grandparents living in their household traditionally, that it, you know, so for their kids to stay home more so, even because they'll be bringing harm to their household.
Yeah,
so
but it works again, for some and it works you know, for some. I mean, there's always going to be something. You know, I mean, when you look at the flu, I mean, look at, you know, these kids, they're disgusting. You know, when you're talking about little, you know, first, second, third, fourth, I mean, they're just gross.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, they're going to pass crap around. They're going to pass shit back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's how we evolve, you know, and I'm not a doctor. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Well, you're exposed to something long enough, you're going to get immune to it.
Sure. I mean, that's the whole herd mentality is that, you know, eventually when you're exposed to something, you're going to, your body's going to know how to deal with it. That's what the whole cell of a vaccine is, directly injecting that, you know, pathogen or virus or whatever, right?
Yeah,
to you, so your body knows how to combat it. But I think, like I've said, and we discussed this before, is
exercise, you know, working out.
Well, those are some of the you know, to combat it naturally.
Yeah.
But as far as you know, we've kept our society locked down basically in a prison for the last 3 months, 4 months, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen when Corona's over, if it ever is, which I don't think it's ever going to go away.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be something that's lingering around. But as far as when the seasons start to change, I know it's not as bad for Florida, but I mean, with, you know, when you get up north, when you do have your actual seasons, when people start to catch the cold, the flu.
It'd be more brutal. More
I fatal. Think so. Yeah, because you're not going to be able, I mean, a light dosage could kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, you know, like I say, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, you know, if you've sterilized yourself or,
for so long.
Yeah.
You basically,
you're going to pick up anything. Yeah, yeah. 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 Your immune system's going to go on, you know, just, standby.
Yeah.
And the first thing that gets through, whether you put in your hands in your mouth, or
I completely agree with that. I can see what that makes logical sense.
Yeah,
that absolutely makes sense. Other ways you can do while we're being quarantined, while we're being locked down, most of us is
volunteer prison.
take my rights. Fill ourselves up with nutrients, whether it's plant based, whether it's vitamins, multivitamins. Yeah.
You don't hear from the news media. Nobody says anything. All their suggestion is things that you can basically to do to keep or to prevent yourself from picking up the virus.
Is more so the mass and the sanitation versus.
Yeah, but they're not talking about natural things that you can do as far as take vitamins, eat healthy. Don't, you know,
take a walk.
You know, it's pathetic with the essential foods, the list that made the essential foods.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Well, you had McDonald's, got Burger King, Taco Bell.
Wait,
those are the essential food places.
This is a survey. This was a consensus they took as far as what people were eating.
Well, as far as keeping the
what people were eating.
Well, no. This was things were
open.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. Okay, that was allowed to stay open.
Okay, I got you.
Considered an essential food.
Okay.
Because
you gotta be scared. I was like, whoa. This was the food chain. This was the pyramid.
No. I was like, I apologize if I misspoke.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is that, you know, these are the places that they
allowed to stay open.
You know, they're considered an essential. Which I get it, you know, because I mean, you're going to have people that just can't afford to, you know, we have a country that feeds nothing but fast food all day long, you know.
Convenience. Hey, we are a convenient country.
Well, it's the cost.
Yeah,
you know, you can't go to Publix or your local grocery store and buy, you know, a couple pounds of ground meat to make a hamburger at home.
Yeah.
That's going to be cheaper than going through and buying the 2 for $3.
Absolutely, you know? But so, it's also, I mean, it's also, you have the, but it all buckles down to, or boils down to, is it is convenient.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So it's like after a long day, mom doesn't want to cook.
Yep.
Some of the households are single parents, and, or they have, Johnny has a baseball game, or
yeah, so it's out of convenience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
and I get it.
Yeah,
you know?
So, I mean, we're all guilty of that, but I can definitely say it's not the best healthy choice, absolutely, because sometimes you don't know what you're eating.
Sure.
And sometimes you get sick from eating it.
Sure.
I remember, what was it? The Supersizer food. Oh, my gosh.
Supersizer. Yeah.
That
was an interesting documentary.
Yeah. And then you saw the one where they had the burger that didn't mold and stuff for however long.
Yeah, that was on Good Morning America. She found, this was what, probably 10, 12 years ago, where she found her kid had stuffed his Happy Meal underneath the seat of the car.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, crazy that it took her 5 years.
So it didn't smell? I mean, no one said, hey.
No, it didn't change. There was no change in the fries. Other than the fries were hard and the burger was hard.
So the fries were fresh. Yo, McDonald's been slacking on their fries for fucking years. Look, guys, that shit's always somewhat hard. You always get like two or three or four that are sort of fresh, and the rest of them are just hard.
Yeah.
Like, watch out, gums. They remind me
full of salt.
You remember Captain Crunch? Oh, my God. They were my favorite cereal growing up, but my fucking gums would bleed. I would suffer from eating Captain Crunch, and that's what McDonald's French fries remind me of, Captain Crunch.
I would say, though, if you do get a good fry from McDonald's, I would say as far as a fast food place, they are probably one of the better ones.
Nah.
Not as far as quality.
Over Wendy's?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That imitation-looking potato Five Guy style.
What about Chick-fil-A? What about Chick-fil-A?
The
wedges.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like.
I mean, here we just endorse not eating none of that shit, and here we're talking.
We're talking about the best of the garbage, right? We got to give them choices. So, guys, the best of the garbage fries would be.
Avoid all of it, really. But I mean, you know, Five Guys is probably.
They closed this one down here.
Did they?
Yeah, the one that was in the pavilion, they closed it. Yep.
Huh. Why is that? Financial problems?
I don't know, man. I guess it had to.
I know you need to rob a bank to
buy a burger
Buy a burger and fry in the drink. It's going to cost you like 15, 20 bucks out the door.
Why is the roll? I always wonder, like, why does the bun look like they just pulled it out the fucking bag? Like, it's always crumbled up. It's thin. I'm like, your burgers are great. They're wonderful. But the bun out of Five Guys always looks like someone pulled it out the bag. Like, oh, we just got off the truck. It was smashed. Here. And they put it in hand you it. Like,
I think it's probably the way they put the tin foil on it. They sort of.
I guess. It always looks the same. I'm like, maybe it'll be a good day for a bun. You know, no, it's never a fucking good day for a Five Guys bun. I'm just like, upgrade your bun, guys. Your burgers are cool.
Yeah, the burgers are good.
But upgrade your bun.
But they are all natural, too. So I get, you know, it goes back to the same thing as cost. Using legitimate meat, you know. Their fries are legitimate potatoes. They're back there cutting the fries up, you know, soaking them. Hey, so it is legit food.
The fries are pretty good, but they kind of remind me of Wendy's, just putting it out there. And speaking of food, let's segue into the next thing.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know, every couple years or so, I guess if you're addicted to following this, because I'm sure that it happens all the time, but a couple
addicted
days
to following
ago.
What? Hmm? What?
Well, the Frankenfood. Some of this, you know, the genetically modified food. And, I mean, what was it? 12 years ago, Pepsi was experimenting with an artificial sweetener that was used, that was developed by aborted fetal cells.
What?
From humans.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can back that up by if you just Google
Pepsi
using. But thankfully, due to the outrage, mostly from the
so what's
Christian organizations?
Oh, they stopped using people's asses. Okay, cool. What
they voiced enough problems that
can
Pepsi
we please
off
let
on.
Let can we please not let them use them asses, please. Please, Lord Jesus, stop using people's asses. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you heard, I think it was a couple days ago it was just released that KFC is working with a Russian 3D bioprinting company to create
run that back. You don't know if I've heard? Why would I have fucking heard about KFC, motherfucker? Huh? Really?
Well, I thought you had stocks in KFC.
No, I didn't have stocks in KFC. We've let go of KFC a long time ago.
Well, that's good. You moved over to Chick-fil-A. Well, have a white person's chicken.
Zaxby's, dude. Okay, that's where the class is at. Zaxby's or Chick-fil-A.
I don't know
about
Zaxby's.
All right.
I'm not impressed with that. But.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, just another hot off the press. Frankenfood is some people have coined some of the crazy shit that that these companies are trying to, I guess, sell to maybe save money or to it's all back about being artificial sweeteners, artificial preservatives, artificial everything. That's what it's cheaper than than giving you fresh quality food, I guess.
Okay,
right?
I can take the sweeteners being artificial. I can take I can deal with that. That's okay. That's, you know, dealing with people's anal gland, whatever, fecal gland, whatever you fucking said. Okay, sure, whatever.
No, I didn't say fecal gland. I said fecal, aborted fetal cells.
Fetal. Oh, fetal, excuse me. Fetal, you said fecal. I was like, whoa, okay. My bad. So that's my bad. I was like, why is he talking? Yeah, I was like, why the fecal matter? Okay.
Fetal.
Okay. Gotcha. So I can see why the Christians got involved. Okay. They were saving some asses. They were saving babies. Okay. They were saving babies.
One thing to use them, I guess, for stem cells, but it's another thing to.
That's another thing that's controversial, which is.
To house the. You know, I'm not a biologist or a chemist.
Dude, we are not experts by any means, guys.
But, you know.
3D
printing. That's, you know, crazy. I thought we were going to 3D print houses on Mars.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're printing
chicken
nuggets. This chicken is what's going to be nuggets. Chicken nuggets. And I'm sure eventually, if it's a success, they will move on to 3D printing maybe a bone to go in, you know, give you a breast or a thigh that's completely.
I mean, the shit printed. We use. You know what I mean? In order. Fuck saving the world. Like, oh, no. You know, hey, what do you scientists do? Like, you know what? Fuck, we're running out of chicken. What can we do to help people? Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I know what I got to. Let's make some fucking 3D nuggets. Because you know what? The black folks need it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you eat nuggets, do you?
Fuck you.
You're at the bone, right?
Fuck you. That was a joke, you asshole.
But, you know, so it's like, you know. I don't even know what to even say about this kind of stuff because it's
ridiculous.
It's you know, it's, and then we wonder why
FDA
society,
is it FDA approved?
Well,
or
again,
or
they're
testing?
Working in Russia.
They're working in
KFC,
Russia.
But KFC went to Russia, which, you know, I think that there's a lot of bad things being said about Russia. But again, I think it's like anything. If there's a country that doesn't see something as being a human, you know,
inhumane,
inhumane,
it'll come back over here
or not an issue. They'll use it.
So, okay. Well, yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, there was a point where they're cloning animals.
Yeah.
They were cloning parts before. Weren't they cloning body parts, ears, and stuff?
I've seen some stuff on Popular Mechanics or Popular Science that they're growing ears on.
Yeah, they were doing that on mice. And taking out. That was like for years. I remember seeing that as a teen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sitting the age I am, the fact that that's still new and they must have progressed farther than ears now. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're probably walking around seeing fucking clones and don't have a clue. But that's for another episode.
Yep.
On to some fun stuff. All right. So here's the story of the day. So we have a gigolo. And apparently this is in Las Vegas, which I knew a buddy. Back in the day, and this was his brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So his wife was his wife's sister, and well, the gigolo's name is Ash Armand. That's what he goes by. Don't ask me his real name because his real name is fucking hard. Okay, I try to YouTube that shit and try to say Ascalon. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Okay, but anyway, he apparently called 911. Because his girlfriend was unresponsive, said he found her, and they came, you know, doing the right thing, which is great. And he said he
didn't
stumbled
refuse with a name like that.
I know, dude. He's a handsome looking guy. He's a handsome looking gigolo. So and then they figured out. I mean, when they saw the girlfriend, she had been brutally beaten, which is not cool because we do not condone that.
Sure.
You and I, well, I don't condone beating your wife. I don't. So, anyway, that was just a warning, guys. I don't beat my wife, but I don't know. I don't know if anyone else on this podcast might.
Killing me.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about? If anything, I'm the one that's abused at home.
Oh, okay. Well, she's out there sitting out there, and they're both sitting out there. Like we're both battered men. We don't even know. Like this is our free time. This is our playtime right now. We had to ask our wives, please, can we play with each other? Can we do this playtime, please? We're not gamers, but we want to be podcasters, and they allowed us. So right now they're having their adult time talking complete and utter shit about us. While they look over and see us, so this is good times. But anyhow, back to the story. So they came, the cops saw she was unresponsive, but she had obviously been Abused. She'd been beaten, battered. Mm-hmm. So they obviously arrested him. But the crazy part about it is I was watching this guy. This dude has, you know, a real cool demeanor. He's real intelligent. I was watching. He apparently grew up in Japan.
He's Asian?
Yeah, he's Asian. Right. And, you know, lived there until he was age 15 and mm-hmm. traveled because his father was in the army. Or, excuse me, his father was in the military. Okay. Right? So I don't know what branch. But anyway, he's a very well-rounded guy. He studied the Eastern medicine type of philosophy, meditating mm-hmm. and doing the natural things as far as food and Eastern medicine, not mm-hmm. adapting our Western ways, your Western ways. but so it was just absurd because I watched the YouTube that he had an interview, on a podcast. And I was just like, this dude is, you know, just because I was trying to gather some information on this. And yeah. I was like, this is just crazy because he was on narcotics. So he had basically was a drug raged, enraged, a violent event. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine, because he's a big muscular guy, what he did, what damage he did to his girlfriend. Yeah. But anyway, say how the world is small and separated by 6 degrees of separation. I do remember you know, my friend telling me when he was approached about the show. So it was funny hearing me getting it from a first person perspective or a third person perspective and actually seeing him talk about it. So mm-hmm. it was a site called Model Mayhem. Mm-hmm. And this is like, you know, this is off the cuff. I mean, we're going off the story right here. This mm-hmm. is just a personal experience from it. So Model Mayhem was the Instagram back in the day. I don't know if it's still alive today. It probably is, you know, just like MySpace when Justin Timberlake bought a piece of MySpace when MySpace was like, not relevant anymore. Like, I'm gonna make this good. Yeah. And I don't know who his advisor were, mm-hmm. but he made a wrong choice trying to invest in MySpace. But so this is where photographers and models and actors and whatnot, mm-hmm. they collaborate and
social
they bargain.
Networking, basically.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So you know, you don't pay. Some gigs pay, some mm-hmm. some gigs don't. You can do mm-hmm. clothing brand and whatnot. So it was just one thing. This is when I was getting into modeling and whatnot. Backstory, I used to model, guys. Kind of do model here and there. But
mostly gay porn.
No, that's what Nick tries to hire me for. But I said, I will not get into the stuff like that, Nick. I'm good. I like my heterosexual stuff. But Nick, nah. Nick does, he's a trucker, guys. You know, he's on the road and he pulls into those. You know, we heard about those way stations. A lot of dirty things happen there. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So, you know, I saw this ad. Mm-hmm. The guy was looking for athletic men. And then he happened to mention feet. So I was like, whatever, dude. You know, sure. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then,
so this is a conversation from?
This is messaging.
Messaging, okay.
You know, so they have a little message box. And okay. we're going back
so
and forth.
So did he go straight to feet? Or?
He didn't go straight to feet. He was just like, men, good looking guys, athletic. What'd you say? No, if that shit had gotten, I would have fucking said bye-bye. I was a little weary. I was like, he was asking about the feet. I was like, all right, whatever, dude. All right, so feet. Okay. I was like, so, you know what I thought? I was like, it's fur clothing brand.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it has to be fur clothing brand. And
fur?
You know, no, for a clothing brand. I was like, maybe for a clothing
Crocs
brand.
Crocs or something?
No, I just thought your feet would be exposed and you're wearing jeans, so they don't want you to wear socks. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
And no, it wasn't for that. So, you know, I took some pictures and apparently I was the Willy Wonka gold ticketed motherfucker. And I was like, babe, they're going to pay $300. He even paid for my pedicure. Is that what it is?
Pedicure.
Nice. Yeah, it's crazy that we know what that is. Yeah. I'm shocked that you know what that is.
Why would I know?
Because you're country. I don't. This dude. Yeah. Just kidding. But, you know, you're more manly than me. You know, I'm more metro.
Yeah, I know.
So I get there and we're taking pictures and stuff, and every time I get my pictures of the headshot and full body, you know, wearing an outfit, mm-hmm. he wants the feet and he's closing it up on the feet, and I'm mm-hmm. like, what's the fuck's going on with these feet? Mm-hmm. Okay, dude, whatever. Then we're getting to talking, and then I'm like, yo, where are these shits going anyway, dude? Well, I have some clients and some site, and I'm like, what? You mean clients? I got clients that like the dude. After you said I had clients, and then my ears went deaf. I was like, "Oh fuck, I've been whored out."
So
my feet have been whored out.
Mm-hmm. Pornhub.
Pornhub, and I don't have the prettiest feet. That's the shit. You know what I mean? So I guess just like there's men that like, you know, big women and thick and skinny and thin. I guess there's...
Yeah, there's some weird shit
feet
out there.
Fetish man. People that like some ugly-ass athletic feet. Like, damn, those got to be LeBron James' feet right there. Damn, let me get some of that. Oh, my God, look at that feet. Look at that look at that fucking bunion on that feet. Let me get that. Oh, my gosh. So I could just imagine it being like, well, I don't want to imagine it, but if I had
How many times somebody's jerked off to your picture of your foot?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, with that said... I want to ask you what the rant of the week is, my friend.
What is your rant of the week?
Rant of the week, man.
Anything.
People driving.
Okay.
Driving. Left lane. Two-lane highway. Three-lane highway. Right. What is the left lane for?
The left lane's for the fast cars. Passing,
exactly.
The fast
so
cars.
So get the fuck out of the way when you're in the left lane and you see somebody's about to run you over.
Have you guys seen the... have you guys seen the movie? What was it? The with Paul. Paul. He died. What was the name? Paul. Paul.
Oh, yeah. And from the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his
Paul
name?
Ren- no.
Paul.
Paul Ryan. No.
Nope. Paul Walker.
Walker. Okay.
He was in a movie. What was the movie where there's a trucker?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I
it didn't. Was one of the first movies he did, and the trucker kept chasing him down. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Jeepers Creepers or something?
No. The trucker kept chasing him down. He was trying to get away. He was with his brother. Mm. And keep talking about it. It was a good movie.
I might have seen it. It sounds familiar. It was about 12 years ago.
Yeah. And he was being chased. He was taking a road trip with his brother. And
his brother gets kidnapped.
Yeah. And he was with a girl. So it was three of them, and they were in an old car.
Okay.
And a trucker was chasing him. But anyway, the whole point is that, that would be you. Fucking with road rage, knocking cars off the fucking road.
In some states, Texas for one, even in Florida, left lane is for passing only, I get it. We had the conversation that if you're already doing
Joyride, didn't mean to catch you off. 2001, if everyone's asking, that film was actually made for, made $22 million gross in Canada too and the U.S. Wow. Anyway, I'm assuming to cut you off, but yeah, people are driving by what?
Just get the fuck over, especially when you don't know who crazy people are out there.
Absolutely.
That's the thing I look at is when I'm driving down a two-lane road, as soon as I make a pass, I'm back in the right lane. That lane should be open, not only for medical or for emergency purposes, but just, hey, who am I to say if this asshole wants to drive 180 miles down the road?
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Yeah, I agree.
So, it's fucking retarded how people are that they think that, oh no, I'm going to teach you shouldn't be speeding. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, but there are fucking maniacs out here that you don't know who you're blocking.
Gotcha.
So just do the right thing, move over.
Hey, I agree with that. You guys should be doing the right thing, moving. That's yeah, and that's a good PSA.
And I think it's a message. Law.
From Nick right there. Move over, guys. If you're driving slow, get out of the way.
Yeah, go along to get
move,
along.
Move, bitch. Get out of the way. Like Ludacris said. Well said. My rant of the day would be Amazon.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Don't be careful now, don't. You can't say anything bad about Amazon.
Oh, nothing bad about Amazon. Oh. Just an Amazon driver. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was supposed to deliver a laptop, and he was fluttered and whatnot. And the reason I was... they're really good about packages that go missing and whatnot, about getting you back it. But it was just important because we were doing this podcast. So I upgraded to a laptop that would be, more equipped to do what we needed for this podcast and working with this Rode Procaster mixer. And we're plugging that. Yeah. So you're welcome, Rode.
We'll accept money.
Yeah, we will.
Free merchandise.
Every time you say it. Rode.
Free equipment.
Rode. So... it went missing. He said he delivered it. I know he didn't deliver it because I saw the guy and I said, hey, man, where's my package? He said, I dropped it in with the receptionist. I went to the receptionist, which wasn't a receptionist. It's our accountant because our building is pretty much skeleton crew right now because a lot of people are working from home.
Oh, so you had it delivered to work?
Yeah, because it's safer. Because I was like, you know, I don't want anybody coming. You know, you see the neighborhood app, and you see these old ass people on the neighborhood app. Oh, someone, hey, you've got sightings of dogs on the neighborhood app. You've got sightings of Bigfoot. You don't look at the neighborhood app because have you seen this dog? Do you know what this dog?
You're talking about on the Ring app, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I've got the same thing. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at this. 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. A dog.
Yeah.
A dog in my video.
Yeah.
Does anybody know this dog? That's basically that's the voice I hear when I'm looking at the shit, and I'm like, oh my god.
Or clearly it's somebody who is stumbling up to the wrong door.
Oh yes,
you know, ding, ding, somebody's ding. In the car. Who's waiting this? And they're knocking at the door.
What about the door-to-door salesperson that can no longer be a door-to-door salesperson? Whoa, who's this? They had a clipboard in their hand and they knocked on my door. Watch out, dangerous. I'm like, when is it a crime?
That's the pros of not having, not answering the phone or the door for a salesman.
I don't even know how my rant got into another rant, but it did. But
who wants a Kirby salesman banging on your door to sell you a $4,000 vacuum?
No, they're no longer selling. It's not a vacuum. I think these people are selling you a plant or some landscaping, some pesticides service.
Well, you live in a residential area, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't. Hey, someone knock on my door. It's cool. Hey, what's up?
I have Jehovah Witnesses that show up at my house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They don't. You know what? They somehow pass me.
Do they?
Dude, I'll be out there working, and they'll look, and they'll, he looks probably too aggressive and black. They'll see Kate, and I know it's a fucking racial thing because they'll look at Kate, and I'll walk away, and maybe I turn around, and they Jesus. Walk up to her, and they're like, you don't want it. Be with him. He's not going to go through that gate. Just come home. Yeah. I think they're trying to bring her home. You can't, okay? She's where she's at, and she loves where she's at. But honestly, they avoid me. I don't know. Like, I had one of them say hi to me before, and it was just a weird vibe. Anyway. Yeah. It was an older lady.
Yeah.
She was semi-attractive, you know, older lady, but she was giving these creepy vibes. Like, I don't know, man. I think I was her fetish, you know, like, oh, gosh, like... You should come to our church, you know, because we need a little big boy like yourself. What? I swear that's how I went. I was like, I was working out. And she came in the garage. Yeah, dude. I was like, what?
Advertising,
dude. She came by herself. That's why I knew she creeped off the fucking. You know, she creeped out of the village that was walking down the street. Like she flocked away. She came away from the flock. Yeah. You know, she veered away from the flock and came. And I was like, I'm working out, lady. I'm beating sweat right here.
She wanted you to find your way to Yahweh.
Yeah, she wanted Jehovah. She wanted me to find a way to Jehovah.
Right. Yeah, Jehovah.
Jehovah. I was like, no, her Jehovah.
She wanted Yahweh is the proper way to sound it?
Yahweh is the right way, but they say Jehovah but there's no J that was in there back in the time. But anyway, it was just a real creepy thing, and they've always creeped me out anyway. But with that said, man, dude, this has been wonderful. I really enjoyed this for being our first of
train
many.
Wreck.
Nah, I don't even think it was a train wreck. I think it was a really good, smooth ride. I got no complaints, man. This shit's been pretty cool. I hope you want to continue to do this. Maybe try this next week. Man, it's been pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Didn't find us too boring. And any tips, anything you want to give them for this week? Have a great week, everyone. I can tell you guys to be safe. Stock up on your vitamins. Hey, look into black seed oil. It's a great thing to take. You can take it. You can get it on Amazon. The brand I take is Amazing Herbs. I'm not plugging them, but they're a great company because if it sucks, they will basically replace it if it's not potent enough. But what I've known is it takes away a lot of, it helps with arthritis because it's anti-inflammatory and has 101 benefits, including reducing cancer, prevents cancer, and it also helps with, if you have irritation with your skin, you put it on there to help with that. And another thing it does is help with your digestive system. So it obviously helps you go to the restroom because a lot of us don't realize you need to go to the restroom every day. Because you have like five, if you're not going to the restroom, you got like 5 or 20 pounds of shit that's been plastered up in your ass. And from the plastics and the processed food that stuff that's in there, it's literally waste that's sitting inside of us that we need to get rid of. Mm-hmm. So don't be proud and say, hey, man, I only go to the bathroom once a week because, dude, bruh, let me just tell you, you're not a good thing. You want to be going daily, right, kids?
And With that being said, when you are going, wash your hands.
Come yes. on, oh my gosh, wash your hands and share the toilet paper. Because are we still shortage of that toilet paper? So,
yeah, you know. Before we go, I'd like to expand on something like this because you know we spent some time on the corona, and you know it goes back to being self accountable, being responsible, not sharing or spreading the germs yourself.
Yeah,
we went to I think it was Father's Day. Was that the recent couple months ago or a month or so ago?
Yeah, Father's Day. You're right.
And we went to Texas Roadhouse. I'm in the bathroom, washing my hands. Guy comes out of the toilet part, you know, the shitter.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy sounded like he was dying when I'm standing there at the urinal. I mean, it was explosive. They called it
the stall. Yeah. I think they called it the stall.
this motherfucker. Fuck it. Oh.
What?
He gets out of the, you know, they got a sink in the bathroom with him, but no.
Well,
no.
How many rounds was it? Did he win or did the toilet win?
Opens up the door, nods at me while he walks right past me, opens up the door and right out into the restroom.
No.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, as
you wiped your ass and you're going to go eat or whatever he's going
to. And dude, it wasn't just a normal drop. This was, you know.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
dude, isn't that the most embarrassing thing when someone comes out of the toilet? You're like, I when I go to the urinal,
Jesus, what are you doing in there?
Someone's in a stall, I'm like, someone's in a stall and they're doing their thing, and I'm like, gosh, man, and I know they're about to wrap it up, you know, finish whatever they're doing. I'm like, oh fuck, I ain't hard pee and shit before they come out. I'm like, oh fuck. This is gonna be awkward because I'm gonna know that, you know, especially at work, I'm like, I'm gonna know that they went shit. Yeah. They went number two.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be awkward. And I'm like, I don't want to know if they washed their hands or not because I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I don't want to know if you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't want to know if you abuse your
wife. I would want to know.
No, I don't want to. Keep it from my kids. But I don't want to know, like, if I respect you, if this is what you do on your downside.
Yeah.
So I don't want to know if you don't wash your hands.
Yeah.
So wash anyway, with that people. Said, wash your hands
and get
some soap and water. Wash your hands, especially if you go number two, the crapper. Please do that. And black seed oil, guys, and exercise and get out there. And hey, thank you for all that you guys have done. And thank you for tuning in. Love you. This is Bro Rants, Nick and Reg. Peace. Peace.